Hi, this is Heath Rare with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. I want to talk to you today about how to start fresh after an injury. I hate to break it to you, but injuries will happen. It could be as simple as a strain in your low back to a broken bone that may require surgery to fix and immobilize. This is part of life, and one that can put your fitness and health goals on the back burner. But one question most people have is, how can I get back in shape after an injury? The basic facts are, injuries can make you feel like you're starting from scratch again. But if you follow these tips, you can come back from an injury without it feeling like you're completely starting over. These tips are to stretch, start slow when coming back, incorporate active recovery, and work with a coach. So let's start with the first one about stretching. One of the worst things you can do after an injury is completely stop doing everything. This can lead to tight muscles that may cause pain when you're doing other everyday tasks. In order to prevent this from happening, you should be stretching. Stretching keeps your body limber, which is in part important for your overall recovery. Stretching may also keep your muscles, the surrounding muscles of the injury, more pliable, which may help when you're ready to get back to training. The second one is, start slow when coming back. Even if your body feels great when you first come back, it's important to take things slow. Start off using lighter weights with higher repetitions, as this can get your muscles moving again. Keep in mind that your body is not where it used to be, so what you did before the injury will be different than coming back from it. So it's important to start slowly to prevent further injury by starting lighter and moving slower. Incorporate active recovery as your third tip. Depending on your injury and how immobile you may be, you should continue to do something after an injury happens. Maybe not in the first day or two, but as you recover, it's important that you maintain some active recovery. Doing something low impact that won't bother the injured area is very important. Swimming is a great exercise for the entire body and can prevent less stress on your joints. If the injury is in the lower body, then doing a bike may be great for keeping the lower body muscles moving. It's important to keep moving even if it's low impact. And number four, make sure you work with a coach. Talking with a strength and conditioning coach or personal trainer may be one of the smartest decisions you make when coming back from an injury. Not only can a coach keep you motivated when you're frustrated by the pace of your recovery, they can also develop the right program to ease you back into things. So remember, injuries are going to happen, but it does not have to put you, your exercise and goals on the back burner. If you follow these tips that I just laid out and keep your body moving and pliable, and then coming back from your injury won't feel like you're starting from scratch. This will help you reach your goals while making smart decisions during your injury recovery. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.